Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The college football experience, Timmy Chang to Hawaii, and other college football news on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. And it's coming soon to Louisiana. Yes, from boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET is what you need to win. Sign up today and bet $10 and get $200 in free bets. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Head over to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app today. We're also brought to you by StableDuel. StableDuel is a horse racing DFS app where you can play free and paid games for real cash prizes. You can win as much as $15,000 with one entry. Head over to StableDuel.com and get started today. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a free-to-play app that lets you bet on all your favorite NFL player props for a chance to win awesome prizes. Download the app today at betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's betterfantasy, BETTOR fantasy.com/SGPN. We're also brought to you by Manscaped, the leaders in below the belt grooming. Head over to manscaped.com. Use that promo code SGP for 20% off your first order and free shipping. We're also brought to you by the SGPN app. Yes, don't forget to download the SGPN app. You're home for all of our free picks and podcasts. It is free to download in the App Store and Google Play Store. So grab it and let it ride.
This is Jerry Glanville, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother.
Yes, yes, yes. Woo! Welcome to the college football experience. Timmy Chang to Hawaii as head football coach and other college football talk episode. My name is Colby Swinging Database Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price. That no one touches Dundee.
Oh, yeah, it's January. What, you thought we weren't going to bring you college football content? Get the fuck out of here, because we talk college football year-round on the College Football Experience. Subscribe, tell a friend, and while you're at it, subscribe to the USFL Gambling Podcast, because April 16th, they kick off, and we're talking USFL football already over there. And subscribe to the College Basketball Experience, because right now college basketball heating up. We talk college basketball year-round over there. We got you covered. All right. I am joined by my co-host, former JMU Duke defensive back. Give it up for the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi.
Yeah, buddy. Hitting you with that Tecmo.
Dial me in, baby.
Tecmo Super Bowl. Greatest video game of all time. Woo. Madden second. Or maybe college football. I don't know. NCAA football. Tecmo Super Bowl is number one. It's number one. I don't care what this guy says. Third man.
Worms.
Worms is fun. Worms Armageddon was fun. Streets of Rage was fun. But third man in the booth. Former Worms Armageddon player. Give it up for. Give it up for the rooftop IPA drinking. Homebrew making, Tobacco Road living, the free lock giving, former Herndon Basketball League MVP. Give it up for NC Nick in the place to be.
There we go. What's up, guys?
We are here talking college football in January. It doesn't stop. It's always football season on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network and the Sports Gambling Podcast and the College Football and College Basketball Experience. Can I throw any more shit out there? All right. right, guys, here we are. College football talk. ACC, by the way, releases their schedule January 31st. So next week you can look forward to an episode where we talk about that. Yeah, we're going to
we know one of the games, right?
We do know that we know a few of the games. I think, the Labor Day game that we get this year, week one, unfortunately, the solo ACC game, or I'm sorry, solo Labor Day game is ACC Clemson at Georgia Tech. And guess where they're playing the game, Patty C?
I'm guessing Atlanta.
Yes, but not at Georgia Tech Stadium. They're playing it at that filthy dome, the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, one of the worst stadiums in fucking America.
What a shitty game.
That's why would they give us that game and then also there? Play it at Bobby Dodd.
It's not like Bobby Dodd is a particularly
it's outdoors.
Like, yeah, it's better.
What do you mean? They have that old car they come out with?
Oh, I'm sure they'll bring it out.
At least they have somewhat of a home field advantage there.
Yeah.
And you know, in Atlanta, there's going to be at least half Clemson fans, if not more.
So they basically took the ACC basically is giving Clemson one less away game.
True.
Surprise.
While giving GT one less home game.
Yeah. Surprise, surprise.
And they've always had this game on Labor Day, which is usually a fun matchup. This isn't. This game sucks.
This is one of those crosstown or cross division rivalries that they shove down our throat every fucking year. No one cares about this game. Go to a conference schedule that allows you to play, a team from the coastal more than once every fucking 7 years.
It's true. It is pretty random that this is the cross division rivalry. But look, you would think of all the powers that be would not allow this game to be the Monday Labor Day game, because Georgia Tech was what, like 3-9 last year or something?
Yeah.
And Clemson again, 10-3.
Why would they give us that?
Yeah. There's no chance this game's going to be close. Right?
They did retain Jeff Collins, but they lost their star running back, Jahmyr Gibbs. Right. He transferred to Alabama.
Dude, all right. So, you know, if I can speak on behalf of the ACC, since I live in ACC land, our new commissioner last week, he says he's against the expanded playoff.
Yeah.
And this week he serves us up this bullshit game on Labor Day. Not off to a good start.
Horrible. How about this? Other college football news. I guess we got to key in on the main part of this episode in a second here, but Gary Barta. Iowa's athletic director. He's also part of the College Football Invitational Committee. I'm not a big fan, if you haven't already noticed. He said, don't be surprised if the Big Ten gets rid of East and West divisions over the next year or two. And he says, we will go down to an 8-game conference schedule beginning in 2023. So we can create matchups with teams from the Pac-12 and ACC, AKA the Alliance. Hmm.
Depending on how many matchups they're talking about, I don't necessarily mind it. I'm curious how they're going to solve their own conference championship game.
Well, I think they would just choose the top two teams, which actually might be better as far as making your strength of schedule, because how many times do we see Ohio State play like Northwestern, who's like 7-5?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now they'd have to beat Michigan maybe back to back weeks.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds like it opens a door for more schedule manipulation, though.
True. I mean, going down to 8 conference games, though, is what the SEC and ACC do. So might as well do that if these bastards aren't going to 9 games, you know?
Unfortunately, yeah. I mean, it behooves the Big Ten to do that for themselves. Sure.
I mean, I think it behooves all of college football. I would rather watch the Big Ten take an extra bye week to have their season mean something, or the Pac-12 do that.
Yeah.
And rather than play an impossible schedule and then they're never going to compete.
Well, that if they just had a larger playoff, because we do want to see better matchups. But with a 9-game schedule, you get better matchups, more rivalries, because they're in the same conference.
Though, yeah. Since no one is, volunteering to make their life harder, except, the Pac-12 and maybe the Big 12, then I'm glad at least someone's volunteering to make their life easier. Not really.
Yeah. But I guess given the current landscape, that means less good games, which is bad for the sport. But it means more parity as far as the schedule goes, which I guess is good for the sport. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Pick your poison.
Yeah. Six in one hand, half a dozen in the other. I don't know.
All right. Well, look, we got a lot of news going on. Hawaii, you know, Todd Graham, we talked about this. This thing's ended for him. He's gone. All right. He's gone. And this athletic director's on a ton of heat because all of Hawaii wanted June Jones. It seems like the whole fucking state wanted June Jones. The athletic director was scared that he was 68 years old, only wanted to give him a 2-year contract. June Jones rejected it and publicly put it on blast, saying, "That's ridiculous. You know, I what am I supposed to tell a recruit with a 2-year contract?" What? So June Jones declined the contract, and I guess maybe we'll see him in the USFL or XFL. But they then turned to currently, I believe, the receivers coach or the quarterback coach, I believe, of Colorado State, formerly of Nevada. But June Jones started his coaching career at SMU when Timmy Chang was a GA. So Timmy Chang, and I know NC Nick growing up, he had a Timmy Chang Hawaii jersey that I think he ordered off East Bay.
Nice.
Timmy Chang, shout out to Timmy Chang.
Not eBay, East Bay.
Yeah, I'm sorry, East Bay. I'm a fan of Timmy Chang, and I think Hawaii fans are somewhat happy with the hire, even though I know this it seems like this athletic director is really just on borrowed time. So you look at Timmy Chang. First off, he played in the NFL for 3 years on the Cardinals, Lions, and Eagles. Then he played in the World League for the Ryan Fire. Then he played in the CFL for the Hamilton Tiger Cats and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Then he became a GA for June Jones at SMU. Then June Jones also, I believe, hooked him up with a job at Jackson State. Then he went to Emory and Henry College. Then he went to Nevada. And then now he's at Hawaii. So I'll be honest, his resume is not amazing.
No, it's not.
But at least they got one of the, this is a dream job for him. This guy grew up in Hawaii, went to St. Louis High School in Hawaii. What do you make of it?
Passed for 17,000 yards in college.
But once again, they had a chance to get June Jones. I know Timmy Chang's on record saying he's going to run and shoot. I just don't know. Remember they hired Norm Chow one of those times and that thing was a disaster. I just thought they should have hired June Jones. I personally don't know how this will work out with Timmy Chang. I'm wishing him the best because I like Timmy Chang. I just thought June Jones was a slam dunk hire.
I mean, what had been Timmy Chang's best or most impressive coaching gig up to that point?
Well, he was the wide receivers coach at Nevada this year. And formerly the tight ends coach the previous year.
He was an offensive coordinator at Emory and Henry in 2016. I don't know if
Is that a dental school?
Yeah, exactly. There's just nothing on that resume that states ready for big time college football as a head coach.
This whole thing has clusterfuck written all over it. You know, if you look into some of the articles that have come out since June Jones has declined the job, not only was it a 2-year contract, but his hiring of assistant coaches required the AD's approval, you know, which is just insane. Yeah. No coach would agree to that ever. So there was a bunch of, you know, hubbub on the island and a bunch of people were kind of up in arms about this. And they brought it out to the state government and stuff. Cause it is a government institution. It's a university. And so they said the entire consideration process for June Jones was a complete farce made up by that AD. So he could basically check the box to satisfy the public because the public loves June Jones.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he never wanted or intended to hire June Jones. People are saying that the AD's ego and fear of being overpowered by June Jones, who is loved on the island, played, you know, a major factor into this. So it seems to me it's an AD. It seems to me like the whole university is toxic right now. And unfortunately, obviously Timmy Chang's going to take the job because he was a receiver coach.
It's a great opportunity.
And he grew up in Hawaii and he played there. Yeah.
I'm afraid for him that this is not the environment that you want around you for your first head coaching gig. And I'm afraid it's not going to end well.
Well, what's so crazy, June Jones? Yes, we are biased here. He's been on our show. He's a friend of the program. But he's their winningest coach all time. This guy, do I need to go? They were 0-12 in 1998. He takes over. They go 9-4. That's unbelievable right there.
Yeah.
Okay. Then he follows that with a 3-9 season, but then goes 9-3, then 10-4, then 9-5, then 8-5, then, okay, a 5-7 season. But he follows that with 11-3 and 12-1. And they went to the Sugar Bowl. You idiots. You idiots. Last time we saw him coach, he went undefeated in the XFL. The guy is a proven winner. I don't care how you cut it. I'm wishing the best for Timmy Chang. I'm fearful, just like you. You made a great point there, Nick. And I don't think it's going to work out. And unfortunately, I think they were very close to hiring someone that was going to bring the program back.
Or maybe they were never close to hiring the program, and it was just a farce.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying they should have. They should have.
We all agree with that wholeheartedly.
Week zero, Hawaii hosts Vanderbilt. Timmy Chang's first game is going to be against the mighty SEC. Patty C, who are you going to take?
On the island at the Ching Center? I'm going Chang in the Ching Center, baby.
I don't know, man. Everybody transferred out.
They should change that to the Chang Center. Yeah. The Ching Chang Center. Oh, shit. That's fucking. Look, they should change
that's
it.
Racist.
They should, No. They should change it to the Timmy Chang Center.
Yeah.
They might as well. He owns every fucking passing. I think Cole Brennan broke his passing records, but.
How about we get a sponsored deal and we do the PF Chang Center?
There it is. Oh,
there you go. NIL. NIL.
Yeah. Start bringing that money to the island, baby.
Oh man. So what do you grade it? If you had to grade it?
Not very high. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to give it like a C-.
Nick.
Look, I just don't think I want Timmy Chang to succeed despite, you know, the administration and the AD. I just don't think he's ready for this gig. So yeah, D plus.
Well, especially because if he walked into a well-supported situation, then maybe
it might be different.
Yeah. Right. But he is walking into a shit show and he has no experience for it.
Yeah.
And if the island is turning on this AD, then his time is limited, which means they're going to be hiring a new AD in a year or two.
And June Jones usually will be older. So he's not going to be able to bail you out soon.
Usually new ADs want their own coach, their own guy, the guy they hired. So
hope it works out for him.
You know, what's crazy though, is they never considered Paul Johnson. I know I'm pro Paul Johnson here, but he was a winner at Hawaii. He was their offensive coordinator from 87 to 94.
Yeah. I feel like the island can go a lot of ways in terms of like the personnel that they have. They have giant ass Samoans at their disposal. I guess I don't even know if they have speed, but clearly it's worked there with June Jones throwing the ball around.
Yeah.
So I think they can go anywhere.
Well, you need to out scheme them. Whether that scheme is like on either end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Very you can't just happy. Run a pro style offense at Hawaii. Exactly. And
right. Well, either way, that's the most recent news with head coaches. But as far as coordinators, Michigan defensive coordinator, Mike McDonald is, I believe, taking the Baltimore Ravens defensive coordinating job. He was just with the Ravens just a year ago. Does that make Jim Harbaugh and step even closer to leaving Michigan, or is this just next man up, Nick?
Well, it's pretty dirty that his older brother hired the DC under him.
Well, he's the one that gave it to him.
He's also the one that gave him to him.
Okay. Well, so
Indian this gave is like a brother.
It's like a weird sex triangle.
it took it to a weird place. Well,
Harbaugh was sleeping with the kicker on the bunk bed.
That's true. And the athletic director was doing a lot more weird shit than that for a while.
All right. Bring it back. In all seriousness, this year Michigan was a lot better on defense, right?
Yeah.
So I think it was a very good hire. So potentially, you know, who was the old DC? Don Brown?
Yeah, he's now the UMass head coach.
Yeah, so I would say it's a big blow for Michigan because, you know, they did rely on a very good defense. They got after the quarterback. I think they were one of the top sack teams in the country. So not only are they losing some really good players, but to lose the DC, it is a big blow.
Patty C?
Well, especially because he had the reputation as like kind of ahead of the curve of what was happening in college football.
You know,
he had it diagnosed,
but maybe he's got an assistant he brought to him and he's the next man up, or maybe they go out and get somebody.
Maybe
we'll
they
see.
Go get Bud Foster, friend of the program.
There you go. Bud Foster.
It's almost like I start my own podcast and I hire Patty C away.
Oh. Well, look, other news, Auburn defensive coordinator, Derek Mason, former Vanderbilt head coach. He's leaving for Oklahoma State. We know Jim Knowles, Oklahoma State's DC, that had a great year, left for Ohio State. Now comes in Derek Mason. Is he seeing That's a bit surprising. You would think Auburn would be able to pay more. Maybe. I mean, I guess Oklahoma State's got money too. I think he kind of sees the future, and Brian Harsin might not be the head coach of Auburn after next year.
Not only that, it's probably easier to win at Oklahoma State moving forward than it is at Auburn.
That's a good point too. I think it's a good hire. What do you make of it? Good hire for the Cowboys?
Sure. I mean, I again, Derek Mason's struggles at Vanderbilt are just what would you expect to happen there. I still think he's a pretty darn good coach, but yeah, I mean, for him, whatever makes most sense for him. I do think seeing the writing on the wall is probably a good analysis of what's going on there.
Yeah. I mean,
it is definitely strange to see somebody jump from Auburn to Oklahoma State. Let's be honest.
No doubt.
I would imagine the money in the SEC is more.
But Oklahoma State was a much better team last year.
Yeah, true. But no, I think it's more than that. I think you guys are right. I think there might be some writing on the wall. There may be a new coach, which would mean, you know, a complete, you know, change of the coaching staff, and he's getting ahead of that. Not only so he's going to the old Oklahoma State DC is going to Ohio State.
Yeah.
Cincinnati hires the old Ohio State DC Kerry Combs.
Yeah.
Combs.
Yeah,
Kerry Combs. Pronounce yeah. It. But I'm friends with some Buckeye fans. They were not a big fan of Kerry Combs.
Well, so I think he's just a linebacker coach, though.
Well,
I
don't
think
defensive back coach.
Defensive backs coach.
And okay. He was like a Cincinnati high school football coaching legend with serious recruiting pull in the Cincinnati area. I think it's a great freaking hire by the Bearcats.
I thought he was hired as DC, no?
No. DC is Tressel still.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Then it's a very good hire. Never mind.
I agree. Other coaching news. Steve Addazio was hired as offensive line coach at Texas A&M. Hopefully he will not have anything to do with the special teams for the Aggies. He's a good offensive line coach.
He belongs.
Yeah.
Don't make him your kicking game coordinator.
Don't even have him look at the special teams. All right. Pitt hired a Boston College offensive coordinator / quarterback coach Frank Cignetti Jr. Patty C, brother.
The Cignetti family keeping it real, baby.
Yeah, brother to Kurt Cignetti, is that?
I believe so.
JMU's and head coach?
Son of Kurt Cignetti Sr.
Yeah, it's just the legendary family there.
Italians know some football, don't they?
They do. I want to touch base on some other stuff here, but before I do that, I want to tell you that the College Football Experience is brought to you by WinBet. WinBet's now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, Arizona, and coming soon to Louisiana. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WinBet is what you need to win. Sign up today, bet $10 to get $200 in free bets. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WynNBet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Head over to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app today. We're also brought to you by StableDuel. StableDuel is a horse racing DFS app where you can play free and paid games for real cash prizes. You can win as much as 15 grand with one entry. Head over to StableDuel.com to get started today. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a free-to-play app that lets you bet on all your favorite NFL player props for a chance to win awesome prizes. Download the app today over at BetterFantasy.com/SGPN. That's BetterFantasy, B-E-T-T-O-R, Fantasy.com/SGPN. We're also brought to you by Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-belt grooming. Head over to Manscaped.com and use the promo code SGP for 20% off your order and free shipping. We're also brought to you by us. Yes, the SGPN app is live in the App Store and Google Play Store. It is free to download, and it is your home for all of our free picks, podcasts, and content. So grab that thing today and let it ride. All right, guys, I got more college football news to talk to you about. First off, the CAA, Patty C, they expanded. They added Stony Brook, Hampton, and Monmouth joining the conference because JMU is leaving. What do you make of that? A little FCS college football talk?
I would say even with all three of those teams, they haven't
Monmouth's not bad.
Equaled what's going out. It's still a net loss for the old CAA.
Nick, what do you make of that?
I saw the headline. That's basketball too, right?
Yes.
All right. So basketball, it makes a lot of sense. it makes sense both ways. Patty C's right. None of those people are powerhouses like JMU, but you lose a person, might as well, you know, make up in numbers, bring in a few. Those programs are pretty good on both the basketball and football front. So I think it makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then I want to touch base on this. Caleb Williams, I've heard rumors now that his top three schools to go to are USC, UCLA, and Wisconsin. Could the Badgers take Caleb Williams? What happened to Eastern Michigan with Charlie Batch offering $1 million? You should still consider that, Caleb Williams.
You know, it's an interesting fit because he kind of has, he's not like the super polished. He's an athlete playing quarterback. He's got a great arm. He makes a lot of plays. He's got kind of that intangible thing going on, but he needs to be polished up, which I don't know that Wisconsin's the place to go get that done if you're trying to prep for the pros.
Look what Russell Wilson did with Wisconsin. Right?
Well, he did that after he had spent 4 years at NC State. Yeah.
But, and that was a little bit ago.
Yeah, that was a while ago. But that said, I do think in terms of fitting into an offense where they'll succeed and they don't need to change the offense around his skill set and make it throw the ball all over the field. Basically, what I'm saying is they can run the ball and they can get him out of the pocket and making plays, and they'll probably win a lot with him there.
Maybe he's going to Eastern Michigan though, because look, Eastern Michigan's starting quarterback 2 years ago, and this guy got a little burn last year, but 2 years ago it was Preston Hutchinson. He transferred to Chattanooga. Then Eastern Michigan starting quarterback for this past year was Ben Bryant, who transferred in from Cincinnati. Well, guess what? He transfers back to Cincinnati. I think he might be the starting quarterback for the Bearcats.
Hello.
So Eastern Michigan needs a quarterback. Maybe Charlie Batch knows something we don't know.
Maybe that and $1 million Williams. Sounds kind of nice.
Yes. Do it.
Well, doesn't USC need a quarterback?
They're bringing in a big time recruit, I believe. But Jackson Dart, I think, is heading. I mean, I've heard speculation that he's going to go to BYU, but yeah. We will.
Right. So with UCLA, with DTR coming back, there's no reason for him to go there. So I think USC is the clear choice.
A very, very
or
obvious
Eastern Michigan
there.
If he wants to be a millionaire.
Or he could be a millionaire in LA as well.
San Diego State landed quarterback, former Virginia Tech quarterback, former Oregon Duck quarterback, Braxton Burmeister. He's an athlete. He likes to run a little bit. Good get for the Aztecs, Patty C?
Sure. I mean, I don't know, I guess.
I have not been impressed by Burmeister. I mean,
I think he's better.
Maybe in the Mountain West, but I don't know.
He's better than Lucas Johnson was.
He's an athlete, but he's not a polished passer.
Nichols quarterback.
Granted, San Diego State probably doesn't need that, so he might be a good fit there.
Yeah, yeah. Nichols quarterback Lindsey Scott. This guy put up monster numbers at Nichols. He transferred to Incarnate Word because Incarnate Word's quarterback Cameron Ward
was he
left
the guy
for
that,
Washington State.
Put up 84 points a couple years
yes,
ago.
Yes, Lindsey Scott. Nice get for Incarnate Word in the FCS. How about this transfer? Georgia wide receiver Jermaine Burton, starter, transfers to Alabama. What the fuck is that? This is what I mean. It's like the references I was talking about with KD Nixon and Jerry Rice's son Brendan Rice going to USC. I hate it when it's in conference or you know like they just played twice. What the fuck?
Well, that's where I want to ask. I want to ask where we draw the line here, okay? Because we all want to be Mr. Player Friendly, NIL. Let them get their fucking money. Quit treating them like slaves. This, that, the other, right? Like let the players do what they want, what's best for them. But at the same time, don't you have like as a fan or like just like the principles of loyalty meaning something? Where is that line?
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe what if they didn't? You couldn't transfer within the conference.
They used to have that power. Well,
yeah, exactly.
I mean, I feel like everyone's transferring. If you just made it so they couldn't transfer within the conference,
well, that's not gonna.
Now you're going back on. I think what Colby was a year ago, which been like, these fucking coaches.
No, I'm saying what if? I'm not saying I'm 100% in on that. I'm proposing that idea.
Dude, the toothpaste is out of the tube. You ain't getting it back in. It's not happening. Okay.
Okay.
We all agree that it's. I don't know. It just doesn't feel right.
Yeah. What's he doing though?
I've been telling you guys for a while. Eventually, there's going to be in college basketball. There's going to be a guy for Duke or a guy for UNC that's going to transfer to the other school.
Auburn, Alabama. This will probably happen too, right?
Right. And my head's going to explode.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you're not invested in either program, it makes sense for him.
Yeah.
Alabama's going to be
You know what it was? Stetson Bennett said
he's going to be gone.
So, no, Stetson Bennett said he was coming back, and he's like, God damn it, I can't take another year of these throws. Let me go get Bryce Young.
That's probably a lot of it. You're making fun of him. That's probably a good point.
And he saw all those drops by the Alabama receivers when Metchie and Williams weren't in.
Yeah.
And he's says, like, I might be able to start there.
I don't know. I think it was a bitch move.
That's a bitch ass move.
It is. Agreed.
Auburn defensive tackle. This was the 81st recruit in the nation in 2021. Lee Hunter transferring to UCF. Gus Malzahn
snagging Auburn away,
doing it. Also, Oklahoma State cornerback Jarek Bernard Converse. This guy started 47 games and was all Big 12. Transfers to LSU. Brian Kelly, currently the 24/7 rakes the transfer portal additions. LSU and USC, top two schools in the nation right now.
Brian Kelly's rankings. Not messing around. It's family down there.
Yeah, it's all about my family. Anyway, that's the news. This is the College Football Experience. Subscribe, tell a friend. Also remember, subscribe to the USFL Gambling Podcast and the College Basketball Experience. We talk college basketball year round, daily show, 7 days a week. Come on, get in there as we just kill it over there. And also subscribe to the Sports Gambling Podcast. You can find me on Twitter at D Colby D. You can find Patty C on Twitter at Patty C831. You can find NC Nick on Twitter at NC_NICK. You can find the College Football Experience on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. And the Sports Gambling Podcast Network on Twitter at the SGP Network. Give them all a follow. And check out get that SGPN app. You're home for all of our picks. You'll have all of our content. I just wrote a great article on the top 20 lawn chair quarterbacks in college football. If you're wondering,
hilarious.
Yes.
Check it out.
If you're wondering what that is, go check it out. NC Nick's always writing great articles. All of our picks are up there. So just do the damn thing. Go get that SGPN app. Let's have some fun. And let's ride out of here. This is the College Football Experience. Timmy Chang to Hawaii. Another college football news episode. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.